Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed.
Hello everyone, I'm Danny and this is Miss Black Rain with a face full of pom-pom. And you are watching or listening to our Prosecco podcast. But it's now a pom-pom podcast.
It's a pom-pom
podcast. We're not advertising. No one's paying us to advertise.
Other potato snacks are available.
They are. And I like other potato snacks. This is just the snacks we happen to have in the house. But anyway, we are here to chat today about our bucket lists. And I only recently realised that bucket lists were called bucket lists because it's stuff to do before you kick the bucket.
Yeah.
Like, I always wonder why. I was like, is it things to do and you put them in your bucket? I don't know.
Do you collect things in a bucket?
Yeah. No, I learned my lesson about that at the beach ones. Collecting shells, and I collected a starfish thinking it was a dead starfish, and then it's like all climbing out of the bucket. I was like, ah! And my mum had to go and put them back in the sea. Never collected a starfish again. I've learned my lesson.
That's a good lesson to learn.
A good lesson to learn.
Yeah.
So
I would say, would I say it or would I not say it? You know what, my brain is just melting right now. I would say that I'm not the type of person that would have a bucket list, writes a bucket list, actively even thinks about it. I would equally say that if I was going to kick the bucket right now, I don't think I'd suddenly make a list. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I've had pretty good innings. I'm cool. But I would say there's things I want to do, but if I didn't do them, I still probably would be really upset about it. I'm just pretty chill about these things, you know? It's like, oh, I'm chill.
Yeah.
I kind of look at the world that if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. The universe will work for me and bring it to me if it is meant for me. What is meant for me will not pass me by.
Okay.
If it's not meant for me, then I won't do it.
See, I'm more like, if I want it, I'm going to go get it and nothing's getting in my way.
I sense that. Your face says that every time we record a podcast.
That's my think face. So the resting bitch face is like, it's actually when I'm thinking and my face just does this thing. And it's when I'm like concentrating and I'm thinking of like, what am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? What am I going to say next? And where am I meant to go with this? And that turns out to be resting bitch face, which is accidental.
It's an iconic resting bitch face.
Thank you.
And it's not just a casual one, it's an iconic one.
Speaking of icons, one of my bucket listings is to be a Spice Girl. That's been on my bucket list since I was, you know, when people knew you were younger, what do you want to be when you grow up? A Spice Girl.
Obviously.
And I think, like, Victoria Beckham doesn't want to go back in.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
Spice
that's obvious,
Girl.
Isn't it?
So there's a space.
There is a space for you.
And
your resting bitch face could rival hers. Like, I actually think you'd knock her resting bitch face out of the water, and hers is pretty good.
And I've already got a spice name because I do the horror.
Yeah.
And so Halloween's my thing. Pumpkin spice.
Oh my god, yes.
So
why hasn't this even happened yet?
It used to be a thing. So that's my.
Why isn't it? I'm just chucking bears everywhere. Why isn't this a thing? Why haven't they called you?
I don't know, but I'm available.
If you're listening to this and you know Spice Girls, like obviously Victoria doesn't want it in. We have pumpkin spice here.
I'm available. We need to go. I know all the dance moves. I know all the words to all the songs.
She has the rest of bitch face.
Yeah, I'm good to go. But I But there's already a Spice Girl that wears a lot of leopard print, so I'd have to, and maybe wears pink, so I'd have to come up, I think I'd just have to go down the horror route and wear the stuff that's a little bit goth, which I'm not necessarily, but I do the horror, so I'd have to go vampy.
Yeah, so a vampy pumpkin spice.
I would say that, Jerry Halliwell dressed like, not the other kind of vamp, but she now only wears white, so I could go down that route, I guess. You know, take over where she left off with that.
I think you could, I think you could nail that.
Yeah, so that's one of mine. And another one is to be on Playboy, like in Playboy,
Yes, me too. That's one of mine as well.
And I don't mind which edition, because they have different editions all over the world. Just any of them, just to do it once.
We both
are on Playboy Centerfolds.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh, my man, they could be in the magazine. Like they could do a big feature of, like, both of us together.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because why wouldn't they?
Drinking tea. I'm naked.
Yeah, and it could be like a whole British bunny edition.
Yes.
And we could be drinking tea.
Yes.
Oh my God. Why isn't this a thing? If you work for Playboy. All the Spice Girls.
It doesn't. I did a TV series once called Around the World in 80 Babes for Playboy. And they had two people do London. So 80 Babes, they obviously had two in London. So, you know, 79 other countries or 79 other places.
Mm.
And we filmed at Stringfellows and we filmed here in this apartment, actually. We filmed the dogs running downstairs. We filmed me in the jacuzzi or maybe in the shower. and then they had me kind of do this tour of London for them where I'm showing them around. So I was driving my MX-5. They got shots of me driving it, but then they shot through the window, but they superimposed it because at the time I'd only just moved to London. I was terrified of driving in London at the time. And so they basically just green screened my window and superimposed footage, like stock footage of Big Ben and Tower of London, Buckingham Palace and those things. And I was like, and here's this and here's this, but I wasn't really anywhere near those things at all. And then they had me in some pub somewhere and they got me to pull a pint. And it just ended up all just froth. Like, it was shocking.
Can you not pull a pint?
No.
I can pull a mean pint.
No. Have you worked in a bar?
I've worked in loads of bars.
I've never worked in a bar.
Yeah, I've worked in loads of bars and pubs.
No.
Yeah, I used to work, when you used to do the Christmas season at Haven and Casey.
Hang on a minute, were you a blue coat? Is that what they were called?
No, they were Butlins. I worked for Haven.
I went Butlins red coats.
Yeah, so Butlins was a red coat, but I worked for Haven.
Yeah, but were they blue coats?
No.
Did you not have coats? Did you have coats?
We did have coats, but they were stripy and we looked like deck chairs. We were Haven mates.
Haven mates.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're having fun in the Tiger Club, Tiger Club. Running through the jungle, climbing up a tree. See a big orangutan staring down at me. You know, it's like a song. No.
I never knew you did that job.
Totally did that job. I was that person.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you hate children.
I know.
And people.
I know. Who knew? Hence why I didn't last very long. What was I saying? We're off on a huge tangent then. We're pulling pints. Yeah, so I was a Haven mate, but I've also worked on holiday camps Christmas and New Year, because no one wants to work, but they're really good times to work. You get amazing tips because no one wants to work. So yeah, I can pull me, and I've worked in nightclubs and stuff as well, so yeah, I can pull a really mean one.
What nightclubs did you work in?
151 and the Brunswick in Yarmouth.
Oh, I
haven't been to those.
You're not missing one.
I don't think they're there anymore, either of them.
What else is on my bucket? So do the splits. I've never been able to do the splits. And it's been on my thing since I was 10. I'm like, this year I'm going to learn to do the splits, and I haven't. It's not even like I practice.
I used to be one. I don't think I can. Let's give it a go.
Oh, yeah. Near enough still.
Almost. I used to... I'm going to put the hip out now, though. I used to be able to do them that way as well. I know I can't do them that way anymore. But
I can still do a cartwheel, but I've never been able to speak. I'm training. I've signed up to do yoga teacher training and meditation teacher training. And so 200 hours, so 600 hours in total.
Wow.
200 hours of yoga, 200 hours of Kundalini yoga, 200 hours of meditation. So I figure if I do all of that, maybe I'll be able to do the splits. Because there's about 100 hours
like it's about, it's over half. So it's 120 hours of yoga where you actually have to do yoga. And then there's all the theory. And then in the Kundalini, I think there's even more. I think it's like 150 hours.
I hope you can do splits after that.
Well, after all of that, I should be able to. But I've been really sporadic. I'm trying to move house. So it's not been, I mean, I've got the space in here. Now it's completely empty. But obviously I'm busy, like I'm busy now and I'm busy for the rest of the week and then I leave. So when I've moved, I'm going to really have to dedicate doing it. And I can, because my friend, living with a friend for a while, he works from home, so he'll be working. And so I have to kind of be quite quiet in the day, really, which is fine. I've got scripts I need to write. And I mean, I spend a lot of time on the beach anyway, but when I'm home, it will make me focus, because here I'll just be like, I'm just going to watch a movie. I can't be bothered. But over here, so I'll behave myself. And
on education, on that kind of route, I'd like to do a degree. Mm. And not because... to prove to anyone else, just to prove to myself I can do it. So I left school and joined the RAF straight from school. So I didn't do college. I got bullied at school and I did college for 2 or 3 weeks of beauty school. And I dropped out because, again, I just felt out of place and like I was getting bullied and I just hated it. And I just didn't want any more years of being bullied. So I joined the RAF. So I'd like to go and do some A-levels in like psychology and stuff and then go on and do... a degree in psychology and then specialise in criminology, I think.
Mm. Would you do that at Open University?
Yeah, I don't think I could go because, you know, I was bullied and now I hate people, so we're better off staying at home and doing it. So I think even with Open University, because I've looked into it before, you still have to go to I think, do your exams and stuff. But, yeah, I think I'd like to do that. More like just to prove it to myself more than anything, really.
Yeah. I always wished, it's not like I'm going to now really, but I actually wanted to do archaeology. I don't know how I ended up here, but that was what I wanted to do. And then I didn't, I think it's because I was sick of like the academic side of stuff when I left school. I didn't want to study, I didn't want to do science, I didn't want to do, I mean, I didn't even take geography, and I should have, because geography and history for me have probably been the best subject for me to take, and I didn't take either of them. And I wish I'd taken both of those, and I think I would have gone down a different route really.
Mm.
But...
yeah, I think if I hadn't have got bullied at school, I might have taken a different route, because I love to learn. Like, I do really enjoy learning. And I love, like, English language. I love writing. Mm. Writing is something I've always wanted to do, because I absolutely love writing, love writing fiction, and I love writing poetry. But because of the bullying, and I got to college, and it felt like the same kind of vibe, I mean, you know how bitchy women can be, especially, like, their beauty thing, and I was just like... no. And in fact, if I'm honest, I've tried beauty school twice and dropped out because women are bitches. And I'm like, I can't even deal with this because this is not me. I've got something to say to you or set to your face.
Yeah. I did a year. I did 1 year of beauty school when I left school. And then I got my MBQ level 2. And then I didn't do the 3. I went and did a travel course. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Mm. I went to a travel course. And then I was like, I didn't really want to do that. And then I went and studied fashion, but then I started working. So I did a BND, so I have that. And then I was doing an HND, got to the end. So I got myself in the student loan thing anyway. And then I didn't end up finishing. So I kind of wasted my 2 years of that. I feel like it's just wasted time. Like, I learned stuff, but I feel like I wasted time. That was 2 years I could have been doing what what I went to do in the end. So I could have done 2 years. That could have been A-levels doing something else. But
yeah,
hindsight
is a wonderful thing.
Mm.
I'd also like to learn some languages.
Mm.
I did take French at school, but I'm no good at it.
Mm.
But yeah, I'd like to actually really put some time into learning languages.
I signed up for Duolingo ages ago for the free one, and I did a bit of French, and then I kind of deleted it from my phone. And then I was doing this film, I think I mentioned this to you yesterday and something else, where I play a spy, like, and it's like a past, it's like she's older, and so the whole thing's a voiceover talking about what happened in the past, and then it all kind of plays out. I thought I was meant to be an English spy that had gone and infiltrated in Germany, so I did it all in a very British accent, and then it turned out I was meant to be a German spy on set, and I'd already done the voiceover, and they'd already okayed it, they loved it, and I was like, well, I could have tried an accent or something, and then we liked it as it was. But then when we were on set, because we were being German, we just kind of kept, you know, when you're like, I was a Nazi actually, in this film. And it's like, but we kept, when we're talking to each other, we kept like any German words we knew, because there was no dialogue in the film. But when we're talking to each other, we just like, you know, reading out random German words. And then I was like, I really like the German language. It's so, the words are just so bonkers. They sound like nothing, you know, else. Yeah.
So I signed up for Duolingo again for the 2 weeks free trial. I forgot to delete it. Ended up paying like 60 something pounds. So I was like, right, I'm learning German. So last year, for a good while, about 6 months, I was doing German, and it kind of pings you if you don't do a bit a day. Mm. And then I've kind of obviously it's tapered away.
Mm. Yeah. My mum used to speak German. And when I was doing German at school for a little while, she often used to speak to me in German. We're like, can you just speak, use English, please?
It's such a cool language.
Mm. Yeah, she was really conversational at it. She lived in Singapore, but she also lived in Germany for a while, so she was pretty good conversational at it, but it never really stuck with me. But yeah, I'd like to give it a go now.
Mm. Duolingo. And you don't have to pay for it. You can still keep the free one. This is the thing. Like, it's still on my phone, but it's like you get lives, and if you keep getting things wrong, you run out of lives, and you've got to wait for them to top up, whereas if you pay for it, you can just continue.
Yeah.
So you could still do it and just not pay for it, if I did.
Mm. Yeah, I do need to do that, actually. Also, on the learning front, musical instrument. I used to play the violin years ago when I was at school. Mm-hmm. I used to play an orchestra. And randomly, I also used to play spiritual healing churches with a friend. So I would play the violin and she'd play the piano. Mm. Because my nanny is a spiritual healer.
Okay.
But I haven't played so long. But now I think I'd like to learn the guitar or the cello.
A cello?
I think cellos are sexy. Is that not sexy?
Is it because they've got an hourglass figure?
Right, so just picture this, right? I'm in an amazing apartment and I've got a long flowy dress and the wind is blowing and I've got this great big cello between my legs and I'm like, nee, 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 nee. Is that not sexy? It's not sexy, actually. In my head, it's sexy.
Yeah,
lovely
to my
crazy
loom. I quite like, I've got a guitar. I bought it from a neighbour who was selling it. It was only 25 quid and it's a pink guitar. That's kind of what I was like, oh, it's only 25 quid, I can learn the guitar. And a friend, like, you know, Wayne, he gave me one lesson and he taught me that dun 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 dun. But me doing it was like more like dun. Dun, 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 dun. And I practice it for about a week and then I put it under the stairs and it stayed there. I have moved it north, so maybe I'll pick it up at some point, probably not. I like the idea of it, and drums, I think drums would be fun.
Mm.
I think drums would be a really fun one.
I've got a little guitar, but I've never even picked it up, if I'm honest. I'd like an electric guitar.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think
you learn the normal one first, don't you? Yeah. And then you kind of...
See, I'd like to learn the electric guitar and front a rock band and sing, like, really gravelly, really, like, yeah. Even though I can't sing, and I never sing in public, I just like to live out this fantasy in my car.
Do you know what would be cool? Like, and I actually said that she had, like, one song, it was Vanessa May, she had that electric violin.
Oh, yes. So she was amazing. You. Yeah, my mum said that to me. When Vanessa May got famous, my mum just kept, every time she was on the telly, my mum would look at me and go, see, that could be you.
Oh,
my mum was just obsessed with telling me how much that could have been me if I hadn't have given up the violin. Yeah, see, that could have been you. All right, mum.
Enjoying the podcast today? Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kink wear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZOEPAGE10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
Going back to the, sort of what we were talking about before, the travel thing, the languages. I've always been obsessed with Egypt and ancient Egypt. And at the at the British Museum, I bought a book to learn how to read hieroglyphics, which I've obviously wasn't put on my bookshelf and has never been looked into. It's now in a box. I've packed it.
I challenge you to learn hieroglyphics.
I opened it and I was right, I'm going to learn to do this. And it looks super complicated. So I might actually pick it up again. I'd like to learn tarot as well, which I think you said you
can do. Tarot.
I've got cards and I've got like the book, but it's like, do you just off your head know what each of them do now?
I kind of do now, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it just takes ages and just practice.
Yeah, it's just practice and it's just knowing. You just get to the point where you know. And I also think with things like that, it's also a bit of a feeling that comes as well. So like the cards also mean one, they mean one thing if you lay them one way. They mean another thing if they're inverted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, but it's also a bit of a feeling, I think, as well.
I think with oracle cards, I really like that. So they come with guidebooks and... But then you've got to look at the colours and you look at... And I think the more you sort of attune to your cards, the more you kind of know. So
that's why no one should touch your cards apart from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine live in a box that no one's allowed.
Yeah, so touch cards. And even I do sound therapy and your crystal bowls you're attuned to, so they shouldn't touch your bowls or your drums or anything else.
Yeah.
Also, my bowls are expensive and very fragile, so no one's allowed to touch the bowls.
Yeah, with things like that, it's supposed to be... with your energy, isn't it? So people are not supposed to fill around with things like that. But yeah, I think I'd like to learn Reiki as well, actually. I had a session and I love that.
I can teach Reiki. I'm a Reiki master.
Why have you never given me a Reiki session?
I don't know. I've never given you a sound therapy session either. I could have
Rude.
I could do Reiki for you tomorrow morning if you want. But I don't have a bed, you can lie on the floor. I have to kneel over you.
Are you going to put your like Indian pants on while you're doing?
Could do, that'll make it feel more authentic. I mean, we're already in a kind of Bedouin, kind of bohemian squat right now.
Yeah, it is very bohemian. We just need a pipe, I feel. We need like an opium pipe.
I've got a feeling, I don't think I've got any crystals up here. I think I've sent all my crystals. I must have kept some out, but then maybe I didn't. You don't need crystals for Reiki. I tend to add both sometimes. I've got my drums here and stuff, though. I could Reiki drum you.
Reiki.
I could do that. I could Reiki drum you now.
I can Reiki drum you. Do you know how random that sounds?
Reiki drumming. So it's like it's Reiki attuned drums.
Mm.
And it's drumming, so it drums out energy. So I usually do it. So if I do sound therapy, I will end with a Reiki drumming. So it's just going around your body with the drum and stuff and kind of getting all of that energy flowing. But Reiki is very relaxing, so it's very chilled. So then it's a bit like, if you then Reiki drum, it's a bit like, ooh, waking up. But I tend to do it actually at the end of sound baths because people may have to drive home or something. And it's like, you know, if you're too zen, it's like kind of wakes you up a little bit. But yeah, you can do that. I've still got my stuff here because I've got sound baths.
Drum you.
Drum me. Yeah.
Back to bucket lists.
Mm.
God, what else were we thinking? So I'm trying to think now because my train of thought's gone on to Reiki drumming.
Yeah, we went off on a tangent.
We've gone on a huge tangent. So what else did I... Oh, I'd love to... So I have done a course to learn latex clothing. So I'd love to actually do that and make
you
some latex.
You keep saying this. I feel like you should write a list and be like, right, I'm ticking all these off, which is basically what we're doing right now.
That's a bucket list, darling. Yes. This is what we're talking about.
Yes.
We just haven't written it down. Yeah, so I'd like to do something with my latex clothing course. I would love to do a makeup course because it was something I always wanted to do but was always talked out of because it was always like, I'm never making money out of that. So I'd like to do a makeup course.
People do get paid a lot of money to do makeup.
I know, this is the thing, isn't it? But yeah, so I'd like to definitely do that, do something with my latex, especially as I have all the latex as well sitting at home gathering dust.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Mm. I'd love to style a massive fashion campaign.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, why am I saying all? This is a bucket list. So I'd like
as
to
well
style,
as.
Yeah, as well as, I'd like to style a massive fashion campaign. That would be a dream. And also it would be a dream to style a window. So like Harrods or Selfridges or Harvey Nichols.
That's literally just a job. Window dressing is a job.
At Christmas or New
Year.
Oh,
yeah. Halloween.
Halloween, yes. Like a massive, I'd love to do that.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, just like a really huge, I don't know why, I just think that's pretty cool.
I want to climb Ben Nevis because I've climbed Snowdon, which is the highest mountain in Wales. I've climbed Scafell Pike, which is the highest mountain in England. So I'd like to climb Ben Nevis, which is the highest mountain in Scotland. So that's on my list. Which,
I'm with
if
you.
That's very doable. We can
yeah,
we could go
I'm
and
with
do
you
that.
Actually, so I've got friends who climb mountains, so I'd like to do that. That'd be really cool.
I think they say like Ben Nevis is the highest of the three. However, it's the easiest climb. Although I've spoken to someone and they're like, "Oh no, it's really hard." But like Scafell's very difficult. Scafell was like a tough climb.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all very bouldery and it's all, you know.
I've got a friend who runs that.
That's nuts. When you get to the top, it's like you're on another planet. It's like, it's these massive rocks and you're sort of climbing over all these massive rocks. And then to get to the very top, it's this scramble because you've got like stones coming down and you're like scrambling up. But we got there.
He trained to lead mammoth tours though. So that was part of the thing he had to do.
So we were just blind leading blind. Few girls on a mountain with my phone as help. My phone as help and red lipstick on.
This does not surprise me in any way,
shape, or form. We did it. We did it. I've got the ordnance survey map on my phone, and so basically I can get a route, and as long as I've got battery, we're not getting lost.
Travel the world.
Travel the world, yes. That's
cruise.
Cruise. Yes. I've never been on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise.
No.
So what we're gonna do is we're going to win the lottery.
Yes.
We're going to win the lottery.
Top of the bucket list. The first thing, so we can pay for everything else.
Yeah. Then we'll go travelling for a year. Mm. And then while we're recovering from our hard work travelling, we'll go on a cruise around the world for a year.
Yes.
We'll get the cruise to accidentally leave us stranded in an island for a year. And then by the time we come home, our animal sanctuary would have been built that we would have bought before we left because we won the lottery.
Yes. So animal sanctuary and also like a well-being retreat. So we can have like people come and do, we can like sort of keep fun because we don't want to run out of money.
No, yes, we do need to do.
We do like, I can work for like 3 days a month or something, having like people come for a retreat.
Yes, that would be cool. I'd like to learn photography.
I'd like to learn proper Photoshop because I can edit I can do change simple backgrounds, but not.
That's not in itself, isn't
not,
it?
Yeah, but not do like, you know, full Photoshop is like, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to learn composite editing, which is the stuff that Dolls House do, where they shoot you on a plain background and then edit you into this amazing scene and stuff like that.
That's like Photoshop, though, isn't it?
It's like, it's a certain type of editing called composite editing, but it's basically Photoshop. But I always say that she's much more of a digital artist than anything else because the stuff that girl can do with Photoshop is just crazy. Yeah. Crazy next level.
Do they have any parts of the set, or you'll just be sitting on a chair and it's like?
They do have some parts of the set. So I've done shoots with her where none of the set was there, and then I have done. So I've done a supernatural shoot where I'm leaning over a car and none of the set was there. I was literally leaning on a stool. I've done a set where I'm on a chaise lounge that was there, but the rest of the set isn't. And when I did the Ben Benassi one, the power tool was there, but none of the rest was. She's got bits and pieces, and some of the stuff she has though is amazing because she's got like gothic chairs, she's got a drum kit, and she's got a motorbike in there, I think, and a carousel horse. So some of the stuff, the props she's got, amazing, but then she'll just take it to the next level with her editing. So that would be cool to learn.
It would be.
I mean, it's a huge skill.
Is there anything else I really want to do? I think that's probably it. I'm sure there's things I'd be like, I'd love to do that, but I'm not, like you say, I don't necessarily feel like I need to do anything.
Oh, bungee jump.
Oh god, no. That's how you kick the bucket.
Jump out of a plane.
Also how you kick the bucket.
And then really ridiculous challenges on your body. So I'd like to run an ultra marathon, which is over 100 miles. And there's a particular one they do called the Marathon de Saab, where you run across the desert.
Oh, God.
And you do it over a certain amount of days. And I know people have done it, and it's not always even dependent on how fit you are. It's depending on just how your body holds up, because obviously sand gets in your trainers. And so I'd like to do something ridiculous like that. I'd like to challenge my... So I don't know why. It's a sick fascination.
I think my 5K tub mudder is enough for me. That's like... That's out of my system. I've done a colour rush. Yeah. The colour rush one was a 5K run with obstacles made from like bouncy castles. So there might be one you've got to climb up this thing, you've got to get down the outside, and like different things. And they throw, you have these t-shirts, color rush t-shirts, a white t-shirts with the logo on. And then they throw this like colored paint, colored chalk powder at you. But when we did it, so all these different colors, and usually people finish and they're all like multicolored and rainbows, but it rained. So it all like mashed together and we're just green, like swamp monsters. We look like we've just come out of the like, Creatures of the Black Lagoon or something. So that's a film, isn't it?
That is
like
film,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we looked basically like that monster.
See, now, when I did Turf Mudder, that's what kicked it off for me, because I did it for charity and we'd raised £30,000 for charity.
Wow.
So it was kind of very, I felt very pressured to actually finish it. And we did the full thing. I think there was a team of it. There was a team of us, I think it was 20 or 30 of us. It was massive. But then that kind of, because I felt so good after doing that, I was like, I've got to challenge myself more. And when I trained to be a personal trainer, I've got a friend who's got a gym in Deptford in London, and he's an ex-Marine. And he was like, well, you've got to do Tough Guy now. And Tough Guy is the one that's set up by, so the bloke who set up Tough Mudder actually nicked the idea off who did Tough Guy. The bloke who did Tough Guy is a crazy old man who used to be in the army, and all his obstacles are based around wars. So like there's one obstacle where you're just in a trench, out of a trench, in a trench, out of, and it goes on for ages, and that's all you can see. It's really depressing, it's really muddy, and you run it in January. Right. So if there's water obstacles, they're usually breaking the ice on the water before you start running. And when I did it, and I went and did it on my own because I'm a loon, and there was like grown men was crying and not finishing this course. And I ran it, and when I got to the end, I was like, I'm fine. And they always give you a hot drink, so you're freezing cold. And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And I was sitting there with like my cup of tea. And I was like this, like almost hypothermic. And they were going, go to the med tent because your hypothermia is setting in. I was like, oh, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm absolutely fine. Tea going everywhere. Honestly, I'm really fine. And I refused to go, even though I probably should have done, because I think I was very on the verge of getting hypothermia. But I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Let's just wrap you in a silver foil, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine. So... but then it just, once it is, it feels like such an accomplishment to me that I'm like, oh, yeah. I've got to do it bigger and better and harder.
I know, I felt like I've done this, it's not very me, but I've done it and that's enough. Thanks everyone. There's one called Gung Ho that it's fun, which is just, it's obstacles on, but like bounce castle, but they're meant to be a bit harder. So you have to balance with someone else to get like, past that bit. And so that actually looks quite fun. They do them all over the place, but I haven't done one. So I don't have a team anymore.
You could be my team. We could go.
Yeah, we'll be a team.
We could go.
Team Laundry Loadout.
Yes. We could send us like t-shirts to wear.
Yeah, with Laundry Loadout on the front and Prosecco Podcast on the back.
And Laundry Loadout Prosecco Podcast. And we could go and do Gung Ho. I don't know when the next ones are. I suppose they're over the summer, so we'd have to wait till next year, spring, summer. But not that we've had much summer this year. But maybe we could do that. Yeah. We'll look into it.
We should do
it. We'll find one. But they do look super fun. Yeah. I think they might have had one somewhere in Norfolk. I don't know where, though. I think the London one was Crystal Palace, maybe. But they do have them all over, so look. A team of two will be fine.
Yeah,
I think
we can manage.
Yeah, I need to get my running back up. I haven't been running, but as soon as I move, as I'm moving house, like literally in about a week's time, I'm going to be doing beach runs every day. So I was doing it in lockdown, and then I came back to London, and I was like, I don't really like running around London, and but when you've got like the sea on this side of you and you're running literally and the sun is glistening on the water in front of you.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, I do like running where I am in the summer.
And I don't necessarily run all of it. Like I'll run a bit, walk a bit.
So then we could definitely do it next year, because I don't think my knee would hold up this year.
No, but that's plenty of time to like sort your knee out and train.
Yeah. And Andre lay down to sponsors.
So, could we raise money for charity? I don't think you necessarily raise money for charity that one, because it's not that much of an accomplishment. When we did Tough Mudder, even though it was only a 5K, we did raise money for Help the Heroes, because I think that was one of the Tough Mudder sponsors. And if you raise money for them, they sent you like their vest to wear. So we actually were one of their teams. I think they put us on a website. These girls raise money for
us.
And we probably look ridiculous because like none of us looked like we were about to do a Tough Mudder. But we did. We managed. We had help. There was a guy who kind of does loads with them, and he just kind of joined our team when we got there and helped us And he knew how to like navigate some of the things, because some of them are like, you know, how would you do it?
Yeah, it's better if you've got a team. When I did it, because I did the tough mudder with a team, and then I did one on my own because I was bored.
Mm. Yeah, that's odd.
And one of the obstacles, which is the one you run up the wall, I run up the wall and someone got me. But then rather than leaning back to get his weight to halt, get mine, he just let go.
So why do you bother getting
it? I don't know. It's like, what are you doing? If you're not strong enough to pull me up, why are you standing there pretending to pull people up? So he just let go and I smacked into the wall on my hip.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really painful, and it was really painful my next day. So I was like, okay, move along, dude. And then I went somewhere else and someone else just like hoisted me up.
I definitely can do it on my own. I think for me, it's like having other people there. It's like, okay, you're in this together. Like if I was on my own, I'd be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I don't have to. But if you're in the team, you can't really do that. So
yeah.
And I think I was like in the middle kind of fitness. I wasn't like the best one. And I wasn't like, you know, the weakest one in the team. I was the smallest one in the team. So when it was the one where, you know, they have to carry you on a, like a stretcher thing. Or something.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm about? They have something. I don't think they have that one anymore. But anyway, they carried me, so I had a little rest. As I was the lightest, they were like, right, we'll take you.
When I had to do it, you had to make a human pyramid, and I was at the bottom.
But that's not that bad. I've done
so
that.
I had to lay like that, and then they. But yeah, but I had a load of like men just standing on my shoulders. Okay, I was just like,
I would prefer to be at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, I was at the bottom, and I was like, hello, small little lady at the bottom here.
Yeah, I prefer to be at the pyramid. Mm-hmm. Like climb up the people.
Yeah.
Cheerleader. I pretend I'm a cheerleader. You see where the difference is here.
Yeah. You're the clever one.
I just like wanting to be a cheerleader. We didn't really have them here, so that didn't happen.
I know, that's so rude. Cheerleaders, we need
I would have been a cheerleader.
Yes.
Like
we need to be on a cheerleading team. I would have been on a cheerleader.
I did a couple of classes ages ago, or years ago.
Yeah, I've done a couple of classes.
Pineapple when I was like in my early 20s. But
yeah, I've done a couple of classes. Maybe you should start our own cheerleading team.
Yeah, who are we cheering for?
Us.
Just us.
Yeah.
Cheering for ourselves.
Yeah, because we're amazing, obviously.
Yes. True, that's true. Team Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be us.
That could be us.
I think that's all of mine. I don't think I've got anything else. I think that's all of the things I want to do.
Oh, maybe I'd like to try acting once.
We can probably work that.
Daddy.
We can work that.
But yeah, I think that's all of mine. Like I was saying, you know, I don't really have one really, but I've just made one. So there's that. We should write this down.
We should. Well, they're filmed.
We could rewatch this. Yeah, that's a really good point, actually.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you... Well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.